Der NRG Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Na hallöchen, Janina hier. Ich hatte ein sehr, sehr lustiges Interview mit Fireboy DML. Er hat mir sehr viel über seine Zusammenarbeit mit Ed Sheeran erzählt und sogar einen Song gedroppt, der auf seinem neuen Album sein wird.
Alright, how are you doing? Yeah, nice to see you.
I'm alright, I'm good. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, nice that you're here. Really good. What are you doing at the moment?
Right now, I'm at home in Lagos, Nigeria, just resting up. I have a gig tonight. Mm. I've been in the studio trying to just brush up on some few works, something I've been working on. So yeah. I'm literally just chilling at home right now.
Okay, so there's new stuff and new music, maybe?
There's always new music.
Oh, really?
There's always new music we're waiting to drop.
So tell me about your name, Fireboy DML. What does that mean?
Well, DML, Fireboy is just something I thought sounded cool. It was something that a friend of mine called me when I sent him a song of mine that I just recorded. I sent it to him and it was like, well, this is fire. And it was like, Fireboy, just jokingly. And, you know, a few days later, when I was trying to rebrand, I thought the name felt really cool. So I thought, let me just use it. And then the DML is an acronym of my name. My name is Damola.
Yeah, okay. Really cool. And what do you think, which kind of music do you create?
Basically, I create Afrobeats. I make Afrobeats. I'm an Afrobeats artist, you know, basically. But I bring a different approach to my own version of Afrobeats. My own version of Afrobeats is more intentional, more lyrical. It's more soulful too, you know. So it switches between Afrobeats, pop, R&B, and all that. But everything is under the Afrobeats umbrella, definitely.
Okay, somewhere I read that you're the future of Afrobeat. What does that mean? Do you think it's true?
Oh yes, very true. Afrobeats right now is gaining so much momentum, and you know, big thanks to the huge work that you know the big dogs have been doing before us, and they're still doing. You know, but this new generation of artists, we are bound to take it to where it's meant to be. You know, and I'm just lucky enough, I'm blessed enough to be part of that generation. And I think I'm at the forefront of that generation. You know, that's basically what it means.
Yeah, really good. I hear it's that what you love. Really good. And you have also a lot of romantic songs, like Jealous, maybe. Is that the kind of music you want to do?
Yeah, not romantic per se. I would say emotional, you know. Songs that, you know, I could be singing about different stuff, but there's always emotion behind it. There's a lot of soul behind when I make my music. That's the motive. I want you to feel something. Like when I sing, no matter what I'm singing about, I want you to feel something. Afrobeats is known for just giving you the vibes, rhythm, vibes, percussion, you know, drums, and you're feeling good. It's typically a feel-good genre, but my approach to Afrobeats adds a bit of soul to it. So as you know, it's not just to make you dance, it's also to make you feel something. And I think that's the whole essence of music.
Yeah, and when you feel it, the other people feel it too. Really good. And when did it all start? Is there a moment you thought, okay, wow, I can make it? That's the moment.
The moment was, I think this was in 2012. I mean, I'd always known I could sing, but it didn't really make sense to me until I was in uni, when I was in university, my second year in uni, that was 2012. I found myself in the studio I was rolling with the cool kids in school back then. And the cool kids were the musicians, the basketball guys, the football guys, you know. So I was with the cool kids one time, and then I was in the studio and I just jokingly made a song that night. And when I got back to my dorm room, I listened to it. I was like, wow, I created this. And that moment just inspired me. And I felt, you know what, I think I found purpose. I think I found what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So this was your first song ever?
In 2012, yeah, that was my first song ever that I made. And you know, it was the beginning of many more songs to come after that.
Was it just for your own, or did you publish it or something?
Oh yeah, I did, but then it really wasn't I don't think it was good enough at the time to like really go viral stuff, but it was a beautiful song. I even if I do say so myself, it was a beautiful song. But you know, I mean, those were early stages, so
yeah,
at I had least, a lot to learn.
Yeah, at least you love it. Yeah,
and yeah, well, I love it.
And you were at a local church as well and sang there. Did they know that you had such a huge talent?
Oh, it was a very short spell. It was like a week. Because I wasn't really comfortable being in a group of people going all hallelujah. Oh, I didn't really feel the vibe like that. So like it was just a short one-week spell. So I wasn't really fully grounded, you know, in the choir. I didn't get all my singing prowess from there. It was just natural stuff. I learned along the line, you know, when I went mainstream.
At least you tried.
I tried.
So now skipping to your new song, Peru. At first it was a solo song back in July, right? And then you made the collaboration with Ed Sheeran. Why? I mean, your song was already a hit in Africa.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, right? You know, trying to push the genre forward, trying to get it on the global scene. And, you know, getting Ed Sheeran on the song wasn't just about getting the song on the global scene. It was because of who he is to me and the connection that we have as artists. You know, Ed Sheeran has been one of my, you know, inspirations over the years. He made me love the acoustic guitar, you know, and seeing him on my song was like a very big moment for me. And I realized that it was a bigger moment for Africa, you know, for Afrobeats, you know, because I knew it was going to get that song the attention that it needed in the global scene. And you know, that's what Afrobeat, that's what we're doing, that's what we're trying to do, take Afrobeats and bring the attention of everybody to this beautiful genre of music. And that's really the bigger picture at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's a good mission. And you knew Ed Sheeran before? Like, is it in the music video you texted him, hey, I'm in London, and he was like, yeah, okay, hit me up?
I mean, yeah, that was just for the vibes. That was just because of the way the lyrics, the song was written. You know, we just made it that way. We actually shot the video in New York, and it was just an idea for the video. Like, okay, you're going to text the chairman, he's going to reply, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I think it was actually in London when he shot that scene. But we actually linked up in New York to shoot the main video and all that.
So,
my first time of meeting him. That was the first time I met him.
Really?
It was at the video shoot. But the energy was contagious. It was amazing. It was perfect. It was pure.
But
it was,
you had like
each other for months.
You had like his phone number, and we're like, "Hey, do you want to make the song?"
Yeah, No, actually, it was a member of my team that just texted me and told me Ed Sheeran had jumped on the song. I'm like, "How? Wow!" Like, oh, it was a lot of backroom stuff. I'm like, "Wow, it's crazy." Because I've been getting a lot of messages like that. Oh, so-so-so wants to jump on this song. So-so-so wants to jump on this song. I'm like, nah, I don't really feel the vibe. I don't want this person on this song. You know, it was as if I was waiting for the right person, even though I didn't know what that person was going to be, you know, and it just turned out to be perfect. Because when they told me Ed Sheeran, I was like, now, yes, now this I will allow. This one I want, you know. So it made a lot of sense. We linked up via DM. We talked, I thanked him. He was like, nah, I really love this song, man. And you know, now that the song has dropped and I see the way he's pushing and promoting and going all out, I really believe him that he really genuinely loved the song. And he did the song because of that, not because, oh, it's a big song. No, he did it because he really, really loved the song. And you can just hear it all over the remix. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Wow. It has to feel good, like, to get the message, okay, Ed Sheeran wants to do a song with you. Really cool. And what was the best thing about working with him?
I think it's the fact that he's real, very down to earth. What I really enjoyed the most about our relationship so far is the video shoot, the way the video came about. You know, if it was just any random collaboration, it would have been very awkward. Oh, Ed Sheeran and then Fireboy DML. Okay, yeah, just, you know, but it wasn't like that. It was like two brothers, two guys who would have known each other for months and just made a song, and everything was just perfect. You know, it was so down to earth, so straightforward, so pure, so real. And I really appreciate that about him. You know, after the song dropped, he keeps checking in. He checks in on me like randomly, like every week, you know, and like, yo, bro, how you doing? How you feeling about the single? You know, stuff like that really means a lot to me. It makes me realize that, you know what, that's what true collaboration feels like.
Yeah, there's a new bromance.
Yeah, you could say that.
Really good. And what was the worst thing about the collaboration?
Nothing, honestly. Nothing. Apart from the naysayers saying, oh, it shouldn't be on the remix. You know, I mean, there's always going to be people like that. No matter what kind of song, no matter who you collaborate with, there's always going to be people who don't think the collaboration should happen. I mean, so that doesn't mean anything to me. That's insignificant. I don't care about that. So far, nothing wrong about the collaboration for me.
Yeah, that's
I'm
good.
Happy. I'm in a good place.
Yeah, really good. And what's the whole song about?
Well, actually, Peru is not my most profound song. You know, I've written way deeper songs. It was a drunken moment in the studio. You know, it happened very randomly. I just went to pay a courtesy visit to Sheezy in the studio. Sheezy produced the song. He just said, like, I have a beat for you. Just play it. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And I got in the booth. 35 minutes. It was like I was just ranting about, you know, I was feeling giddy. It was my first time in the United States. I was happy. I was tipsy. I was like, yeah, I'm in a new world. You know, everybody's looking for me. I was just feeling good about myself. And that's what the whole song is about. You know, me feeling good about myself, me living a different life, me opening up myself to new people, new possibilities, and randomly mentioning different places that I've been to, where I was coming from, just to feel good myself. Oh, I just flew in from Miami. I'm in San Francisco, jamming. You know, 1-1-1-1-1 means they said they're looking for me. They said they've been looking for me. Well, I'm in San Francisco, jamming. You know, just a young boy narrating his life experiences and just singing some crazy stuff on the song. And that's what it means. But Ed Sheeran took it from a different perspective because of the opening line, which I said, Omogenobi. So, you know, it made a little reference to a romantic relationship thing, but it wasn't that for me. For me, it was just about my experiences in the US, my first time in the US, and how much I was having a great time. So all in all, the song is a feel-good song. It's a song you just want to listen to be happy. You know, I have a lot more profound songs in my first and second album. And, you know, but this is not, if you're looking for depth, nah, don't look for it in this song. Just listen to it and feel good and be happy.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. And we're happy when we listen to it. And is there a place where you write most of your songs, like drunk in the studio?
No, that was just a moment. Never usually like that. And that's what this song means to me. This song represents the wild side of me. Like, I've never been like that. I never even wanted the song to drop. Like, that's how crazy it is. I'm always very careful. I'm always very meticulous with my songwriting and all that. But the first time I get careless in the studio, I have my first global smash. And that's how crazy life can get. You know, this song has taught me a lot of lessons outside of the sonic thing. Like, the song has taught me that, you know, don't overthink stuff. Just breathe and live in the music and let it take you wherever it wants to take you. Just enjoy yourself. Have fun. Not every time, depth. Relax. And just sing about random stuff. It makes people happy. That's what matters. As long as you're happy when you listen to it. And that's what music truly is.
Yeah. Wow. Really nice words. And the song has over 75 million streams. Wow. And how does that feel? I mean, it's your baby. You did this.
Yeah. It feels good. It feels surreal. The original has already crossed over 120 million streams. And this one is, you know, is already nearing that mark. Just a few months or weeks into release, and I'm really glad. And this is the perfect momentum for me. My third album is about to drop, and you know, this I couldn't have had a better, you know, first introductory track, you know, into the album. This song gives a perfect insight into what the album is going to sound like, and I really can't wait for it to drop.
Is this your new favorite song from your own?
Nah, it's not my favorite song from my own, but it's a song that I will always, always be happy to listen to. There's some songs of mine that I'm already bored of listening to. Like, I don't
really, which
I don't
ones?
Like to play them. Jealous, my breakout single. I am tired
Yeah, okay, it's a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And the fact that at the time I dropped it, it was my only hit song. So I was performing just that song for a long time. You know, so it just made that song seem like, okay. But people love it. You know, the only time I enjoy singing a song is when I'm performing it to people. But when I'm randomly at home, I wouldn't play it. You know, but it's a beautiful song nonetheless. It's one of my most technically complete songs.
So you're like, oh, okay, if you want to hear this, I perform it, okay.
Yeah, but I'm always happy performing it, to be honest.
But what's your favorite song?
It's between King and Tattoo. I have a lot of favorite songs. All my songs are my babies, but I think I have a soft spot for those two.
Yeah,
because really good. You know, I recorded most of the songs. You know, really good. Yeah, King and Tattoo in between those two.
Okay, really good. And is there a dream collaboration you want to make with a special person? Maybe I don't know, Shawn Mendes, the next one.
Oh yeah, I have quite a few people that I would love to work with. I would say Post Malone for one. I want him on my next album. Slightly what's been delaying the old thing, but yeah, I'm gonna get him because I really love his music. And I love to work with Chris Brown. I love to work with Passenger. I am obsessed with Passenger. I think, you know, Passenger, I always see it everywhere. Passenger is like one of the very few people that inspired my sound. You know, I love the way he writes. You know, a lot of people, I can't really mention all the names, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that would all fit perfectly. What can we look forward to? I mean, you're talking about your new album, new music, maybe a tour.
Definitely a tour. I'm touring in the United States next month, February, and I really can't wait. My first time touring in the United States, my first time touring at all, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm just glad that everything just seems to be coming together pretty much nicely, you know, with the old progress that Perry's making in the States, radio, all over radio and all that. It's just the perfect momentum for me to start my tour. And then I think after, I've got more tours in Europe, and then the album. And then
when is
more
it coming?
Performances.
When is the new album coming? Tell me.
I'm not giving a date. I'm not giving a date yet. Nice try.
Maybe. A name of a song.
Definitely before summer.
Okay. And
definitely before summer.
A name of a song. Which one is on the album?
Whoa, okay, let me give you a title.
A sneak peek.
Playboy.
Whoa, okay. Okay.
That's another song that actually sums up what the album is going to sound like. The album is going to be my most commercial album yet. It's not introspective. It's introspective, because it's an album and it's cohesive, but it's more straight to the point. It's straight to the point. It's an album that shows the wild side of me, the adventurous side of me, the side of me that's willing to open up himself more. Because I've been very closed off these past few years. I've been closed off from people, from energy, from collaborations. I've just been in my own, doing my own shit, you know. So now I'm willing to open up. And I think Peru is the one that unlocked that side of me. When I made that song, it unlocked a whole new version of me. And I felt, oh, now I have a new version of myself. I think it's time for another album. You know, that's what prompts me to make an album. When I feel like a new version of myself, I go straight into working on an album. And I think that's what an album just represents, an era of an artist's life. I think that's what I've been on lately.
Yeah, it's so nice to hear that you love what you do, really. I loved it. It was very funny. It was real cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I had fun too.
Yeah, thank you. Really, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Same here. Yeah, you too. Have a lovely day.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. Yeah. Bye.
Bless.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.